You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Dave and I are making jokes with these. I got to tell you is that if you ever get a chance to meet Dave McCaffrey, make sure he's got one of those little lamps with him. It's just amazing. They've got the best giveaway I've ever seen in my life. We've got David on the phone. David is a friend of mine from New York. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on.
It's my absolute pleasure, David, because you got something that makes you very special. Want to tell everybody what that is?
Yes, I want to talk to your audience about the happiest day of my life. June 25th, 2003, I had the extreme honor and privilege of giving a total stranger one of my kidneys.
Wow. I would say I'm speechless, but I'm speechless. So, David, what prompted... Thank you, Wanda. Wanda knows when applause is needed, and this guy, that wasn't even enough. I need like the rock bowl of, like the rock and roll bowl there. But so, David, what prompted you to do that? How'd you find out about this?
Well, I happen to be Jewish, and I read the Jewish publications available in Brooklyn, where I live. And it was in October of 2002, I saw an advertisement in one of the papers placed by a man who lives in Woodmere, Long Island. He said, "My father needs a kidney. Could somebody help?" I called up. I was a match. I did it on June 25th, 2003.
Wow. In Miami, we call guys like you a mensch.
Thank you very much. But I'll tell you, I look at kidney donation perhaps from a different perspective than others. When people, I look at it from the donor's perspective. Of course, people on dialysis, they're desperate, and they need it as soon as possible. But I had no idea how much my life would be changed as a result of what I've done.
Well, tell me about that. What changes have you noticed?
The fact of the matter is, I found out that on average, kidney donors have a longer life expectancy than others. I heard this from the doctor who operated on me at one of the seminars that I had attended. He said he can't explain it, but these are the facts. We've been doing transplants, living transplants, about 40, 50 years, and the statistics are quite clear. After he finished, I told him that we Jews, and this concept is probably shared by others, that God deals with us the way we deal with others. I did something which will extend a man's life by years. Therefore, God will give me additional years of life. To which he answers, "Sounds good to me."
I believe that too. I think that it puts you in a spiritual frame of mind that's only going to lead to a healthier existence.
And I'll tell you, psychologically, you can't be the same. I mean, this is not like, you know, when you buy a car, okay? Like if a person goes into a car dealer and gives them the money, and the dealer gives them the car, okay, that's where it ends. You may or may never see this guy for the rest of your life, but when you donate a kidney to somebody, you become their family. I mean, I know my new sister is listening in. I hope my new brother is as well. I mean, my recipient son and daughter. And it's like, I mean, if you know anyone who has children, ask them if they remember the first time they held their oldest child. Of course they do. I remember, as clear as I'm talking to you now, I can remember my wife lying in bed shortly after she gave birth to our first son, and he's 43 years old. And a very close friend of mine told me there are really two David Costers. There's David Coster pre-transplant, David Coster post-transplant. It's just such a change in your life. It's unbelievable. You literally, at no cost to yourself, save someone else's life.
David, what did your wife say and your kids say when you told them that you wanted to be a kidney donor?
They were all for it. No, it could be. It's a little bit in my genes. You see, my late father was a highly decorated World War II veteran. Silver Star once. Bronze Star twice.
Wow.
So I guess it's in the genes.
Wow. Well.
But it's not just me. I mean, let me give you a few quotes from other kidney donors.
What a hero.
There's a woman, Marissa Hester from Alabama. Quote, I have gained so much more than I gave through donating a kidney. I'll give you a quote from a woman, Angela, from New York. I feel great and recall thinking I would do it all over again tomorrow. This journey was probably the most meaningful experience of my life. And a gentleman, Paul, from the United Kingdom, give a kidney was no big deal. I have dental treatment that was worse. I mean, this is an unusual type of charity. See, any type of charity, like, for example, helping the people rebuild in Houston and Florida, if you write out a check, God bless you. But the fact of the matter is, it is a loss. That money, you can't use anymore. Some, you gave it away. But it's the right thing to do anyway, obviously. But when you donate a kidney, it costs you nothing. Are you aware of the fact that out of every 750 live births, one is with one kidney, and the vast majority don't even know it? If you have 20% function of one kidney, that is enough to sustain life. So to give away a kidney is really, it's no big deal. It's so wonderful. Well, there is one negative side effect. I have to be true, I have to be honest, that it's the frustration that the donors have after the surgery, knowing he or she can't do this again.
Well, first of all, David, that's a beautiful concept right there. Now, what physical or work restrictions do you have since you gave a kidney?
None whatsoever.
And we already talked about the regrets. Oh, here's a good question. When you go to shul, how do you feel?
On top of the world.
Is that because you gave the kidney?
Of course. I mean, the rabbi of my synagogue, after Yom Kippur, mentioned me, mentioned me by name. He said that there's some people give charity with their checks, some people give charity with their body. We have a gentleman, a member of our congregation, who gave charity with his body.
So your rabbi was supportive too, then?
Right, of course.
Has anybody been negative about this?
Initially, a few people were, but when they saw me and the change in me, they realized I did the right thing.
So really, so then you gave the kidney, and the change in you was what?
Fantastic.
What was it exactly? What happened? You changed your outlook. You changed the way you felt.
I changed my outlook in life. Nothing bothers me now. I mean, it's like, how do you explain to someone who's never been blessed with children what it's like to be a parent? You can only talk about it in the most general of terms. That's a great thing, whatever. But you got to understand it. You've got to do it. I could spend the next couple of hours talking about how wonderful it is to be a kidney donor and the beautiful people that I've met. I mean, see, by definition, any man that gives a kidney to a stranger becomes my brother. Any woman that gives a kidney to a stranger becomes my sister. I was on a local radio program here in Brooklyn where I live. I got a call afterwards. A woman told me, I want to be your sister.
Listen. David,
that floored me.
Let me ask you this. So you're sitting in shul. It's Yom Kippur. You're talking directly to God. What do the people around you feel like when they see you and they know that you're directly connected?
One person says it's an honor to shake my hand, and it's been very positive.
If somebody was considering giving a kidney, but they were still not sure that they wanted to do it, what would you say to them?
Call me up.
What's the number?
718-854-7789.
Okay, you got to go slow. Usually I say it's because Jets fans are listening, but in deference to you being from New York, we'll say that we have Eagles fans listening. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
718-854-7789.
David, now is there another way to get a hold of you?
Through my email, kidneygiver@aol.com.
I love you,
and just,
David.
But there are two, can I make two
Please,
quick points?
This is your show, man. Go for it.
Thank you. If someone calls you up, okay, Mr. Fried, I want to give your your wife a kidney, and they go to the hospital, and the blood types do not match. It doesn't matter anymore. There's a thing called the swap program. If John wants to give to Mary, but they're incompatible, then John can say, I will give a kidney to anyone in the hospital's program who's on dialysis on the condition that you find a kidney for Mary. I will give you the number of the organization that's responsible for that.
Sure.
And most hospitals already have that.
Sure.
And it's feasible. And there's something else. I met a man in my synagogue who told me he went to the hospital. He really wanted to donate a kidney. They rejected him. So I asked him, why don't you try a different hospital? He did. They accepted him.
It's
different
true.
Hospitals have different protocols.
It's true. Listen, David, I have to run, but I'm going to ask you a favor. Can you please
Surely.
Come on again in a few weeks, maybe after Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah? That's what I want to do. In fact, I want to get you on the Thursday. Well, I don't know if I can do it then. We're going to talk off the air, but you're coming on right after the holidays, right in that time. I want you to tell your story again. It's meaningful, it's powerful, and it's full of love.
No problem. No problem. All right, we'll be in touch, and I'll see you all in the transplant center.
I love you. David Costner, living donor, American hero, second-generation American hero. God bless him. We'll be back after this. If you want more info on kidney donation, just email me, Jim@freedonbusiness.com. Rock us, Wanda. Let's dance on this one.